I'm John Moe. This is Future Tense from American Public Media for Thursday, August 12, 2010. The Dell Streak is a combination smartphone-computer-tablet. Let's call it a smablet. Goes on sale tomorrow, and it's Dell's entry into a potentially huge market for devices similar to Apple's popular iPad. David Carnoy, executive editor at CNET, says Dell has high hopes for the Streak, which is bigger than a phone, smaller and lighter than a computer.
I think it's just a way to kind of differentiate it from the competition. You're in the realm where it's still pocketable, but in theory it's more useful for video and even ebooks and for photos, of course.
And Dell's not alone. HP has been working on a tablet. BlackBerry may launch something called the BlackPad this fall. It's a land rush. Jim McGregor is chief technology strategist at the research firm Instat.
It's an easy device to build because they can use the same silicon and the same software and the same user interface they already developed for the smartphone. Just adapt it over. But beyond that, I think everyone's looking at is, A, we don't really know what all the usage models are, but we see tons of them.
So companies can build tablets because they're pretty much souped-up smartphones. But tablets could really become huge because of advances in the software.
One of the biggest ones being the advent of the mobile app, where you have a very intuitive user interface, and now you have free or close to free software apps that can do just about anything you want it to do.
So that's our future. New tablets coming out, iPad is selling like crazy. But no one's talking about tablets replacing your phone or computer. The tablet will just add to your array of gizmos, another screen to go with your TV, computer, phone, camera, video camera, everything else.
All these devices can come together to work as like sort of a family of devices that cater to your everyday needs.
Brian Chen is a writer for Wired and author of the upcoming book Always On. He says it's easy to get freaked out by a world with inescapable screens, but it might not be so bad.
We're seeing web designers, they're going to be changing their web interfaces to be more focused on content, you know, less of all these busy interfaces where you got this crappy menu bar, or these small little boxes that nobody reads anyway. There's this emphasis on content, and in turn, this interface that fosters concentration and focus, and you don't have all these different pop-up windows everywhere. You don't have multiple windows anymore. You don't have a mouse. You just interact with it very naturally with your fingers. And I'm not going to say, you know, handing somebody a tablet is going to increase their IQ, but I think it's going to potentially get us off this path of what we were thinking of the ADD generation with this multitasking. You know, it's not really a multitasker. It's just a concentration device.
That's Brian Chen. I get what he's saying, but I can't help wonder how focused we're going to be with a screen in our face everywhere we go. Would internet everywhere make you more focused? Go to futuretense.publicradio.org and tell me. Other stories we're following at our website. Something to consider with all these touchscreen interfaces coming into our lives. The smudge marks on your screen don't just make your device look dirty. They can also give away your password information. University of Pennsylvania researchers say they can take a picture of the screen of a touchscreen phone, enhance the contrast on the smudge marks, and detect the password 92% of the time. Their advice? Clean your phone. Don't just wipe it on your pants. There's a new add-on for your browser that sounds an alarm whenever your computer sends information to Google. It sounds like this. Google is pretty inescapable on the web, so using this add-on can be pretty noisy. Be careful. Flight attendant Steven Slater flipped out on Monday, cursed out passengers, grabbed two beers, slid down the emergency slide, went home. You've heard about him by now. Everyone has. By Tuesday, he was a folk hero online. Tens of thousands of fans on Facebook, musical homages on YouTube.
We're working on a plane, but it's working conditions. We're driving him insane.
So he commandeered and grabbed a beer and spoke his mind. Yeah, he flipped the latch and out the hatch and down the slide.
We've all wanted to tell people off, grab two beers, and go down an airplane slide. Slater really did it. But I think he's also famous because we've never heard him speak. Our culture is chatty. We talk constantly. And here's someone who speaks once, forcefully, and then slides away home, like some kind of airline lone ranger. We have more Steven Slater music on our website. This is Future Tense. I'm John Moe.